translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Sukadeva Goswami continued, thereafter, my dear King Parikshit, O the best protector of the Kuru dynasty, Nanda Maharaj appointed the local cowherd men to protect Gokula and went to Maharashtra to pay the yearly taxes to King Kamsa. Purport. Because the killing of the babies was going on and had already become known, Nanda Maharaj was very afraid of his newborn child. Thus he appointed the local cowherd men to protect his home and child. He went to go to immediately to Mathura to pay the taxes due and also to some offer to offer some presentation for the sake of his newborn son. For the protection of the child, he had worshipped various demigods and forefathers and given charity to everyone's satisfaction. Similarly, Nanda Maharaj wanted not only to pay Kamsa the yearly taxes, but to offer some presentation so that Kamsa too would be satisfied. His only concern was how to protect his transcendental child. Om Om Gyanarandasya Gyananaslakaya Dasyutram Yena Dasmai Sri Gray Namaha Simakti Churu Sami Nami Namine. So, in this purport, we can clearly see that Nanda Maharaj has gone to Mathura, but his only concern is how to protect his transcendental child, Krishna. Of course, this is natural for any parents. They want to protect their children as much as possible. Of course, Nanda Maharaj is a Nitya Prasada, an eternal associate of Krishna. So his relationship with Krishna is on the parental mellow. And of course, as we know, there are five primary rasas and seven secondary. So, but the one thing apart from Santaras, Lord Titania does not accept because there's no love in it. And so the common denominator between never four relationships is the principle of love. Now, love is the binding rope between the relationship between two people. And so now love, talking about, comes in the material form, the material world, and the spiritual world. So love in the material world is not love, it's lust. And is generally temporary. But love in the spiritual world is eternal. Now, love, spiritual love, as I said, is eternal, and this is the purpose of this movement, Prabhupada said in one lecture I heard the other day, about 2 weeks ago, he said the purpose of this movement is to love God. And to love God, we have to find our eternal relationship in one of the five primary rasas. Then he says, this is very elaborate, I will not go into the details. So love then comes through the relationship between the devotee and Krishna. But first, of course, we have to accept a bona fide spiritual master to initiate us in that relationship. Because initiation means sambandha gyan, knowledge of our relationship with Krishna. And that love then is, is performed by the activity, is perfected by the activity of bhakti or devotional service. And through that activity of devotional service, we attain the ultimate goal, prema bhakti, and go home back to Godhead. So this movement of as Prabhupada said earlier, is to get everybody to love Krishna. So how do we go to give this message of how to get people to love Krishna? Of course, we do it through preaching. This is a preaching movement. And generally in Kali Yuga, the best way is to chant Hare Krishna, our mantra. But to understand why we chant Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, we have to take shelter, first of all, as I said earlier, the lotus feet of Lord Caitanya. But for that, we have to take shelter of Lord Nityananda, because the spiritual master is the manifestation of Lord Nityananda. So the purpose of this movement is to love God. Now, to understand this, we have to understand Lord Caitanya's internal reasons for coming here. Once we understand the Lord Caitanya's internal reasons, then we can understand why we're chanting Hare Krishna for. Of course, Lord Caitanya came to understand the love of Radharani, Srimati Radharani, for Krishna. And because in Braj Leela, prema was there, but it was kept in Vrindavan, in Braj. So therefore, to understand and relish and understand and taste the mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna came as Lord Caitanya to taste, relish, and understand it. So, the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna is so that we can gain entrance actually to Vrindavan, because without taking shelter, it says in the Nectar of Instruction, to enter Vrindavan, Prabhupada writes, to take shelter of the to enter Vrindavan must take shelter of an internal resident of Vrindavan. And of course, the highest is Srimati Radharani. So he came in his mood and complexion. Now, it's to understand, we can understand the mood, but also have to understand the mood, the why he came in that complexion as well. Because, as I earlier I said, Lord Caitanya, Prema was in Vrindavan, but Krishna kept it in Vrindavan. But as appearance in Navadvipa Dham, he was giving it out freely. So the Acharyas say that in Vrindavan, when Krishna kept that prema in Vrindavan, it was like an unripe mango. But when Krishna appeared as Lord Caitanya, that mango became ripe. It was complete. And so therefore, by understanding the reason for Lord Caitanya's appearance, internal reasons, now then we can understand the external reasons for chanting. Now, the best preachers of this Krishna conscious movement are the gopis of Vrindavan headed by Srimati Radharani. This is one of the internal reasons, because when we read the 31st chapter of the 10th canto, the song of the gopis, Krishna has left Rasalila and the gopis are feeling intense separation from Krishna. And they're searching and searching and searching for Krishna. So this is the mood that as devotees we should be cultivating, this mood of separation from Krishna. And because we're in Kali Yuga, the best way to do that is by cultivating the mood separation in our chanting. Now, Lord Caitanya in his Shasaskam number 7, in his this, remember this Lord Caitanya's instructions, he says, O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling vacant in the world in your absence. So this is the mood of the gopis in Vrindavan. And as Lord Caitanya is Krishna, he's bringing the same mood in with him today for the modern day world, for everybody. Now, of course, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. When Uddhava went to Vrindavan on the instructions of Krishna with the letters or notes of to console the gopis. But Krishna never, that was actually Vasudeva Krishna. Because Prabhupada, he says in one of his purports in the fourth chapter of the Adilila, that it is actually Vasudeva Krishna killed the demons. The original Krishna, Swayam Rupa Krishna, is always enjoying. And he never left Vrindavan. So this is confirmed in the Brihat Bhagava Marita 25166. Parama Kujchatu Vrihajata Bhavag Mamato Vivatrasya Vitvahichatam Nidya Manoram Vivikshatam Nakunja Kuya Yata Bhavat Sanayane Tata Vinda Lipjasachati Chalat Karachachit. Very eager to watch the various activities the people of Braj performed as they were tossed by the waves of separation from him. With a happy heart, Krishna hides deep in the forest groves, as indeed he sometimes disappeared as a trick in his previous pastimes. So Krishna's always in Vrindavan. He never leaves Vrindavan. And so therefore, it's also said in the comment, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his 10th canto commentary that when in the 31st chapter of the Song of the Gopis, actually Krishna, when actually it's a conversation, the gopis are asking questions, and Krishna's actually hiding in the bushes, giving the reply to their questions. So as devotees, we should cultivate this mood of separation to chant Hare Krishna in that mood. And now, Bhagavanatha Thakur, in his Sujastikam book, advises us to, as sadhakas, he advises us to come to the level of purvarag. Purvarag means anticipation of Krishna coming or primary attraction. So he says by chanting the purvarag, by cultivating and chanting in the purvarag, in that mood, Krishna, and crying in that mood, Krishna will come. Here he is, yeah. Now, there's a verse from the Adi Purana. Gayati mama nanami mama savan samavito tisham maham parikshata nanya krita janadana. Those who sing my names and cry in front of me, I am purchased by them, for Janardhan is not purchased by anything else. So in our hearts we have to cry for Krishna in that mood. In that mood of separation, we have to cry in our hearts not external crocodile tears, but Krishna in our heart. We have to desire Krishna. Please come, please come. I'm so fallen and I need... And so therefore, we... And Krishna, oh, now this one pastime, and this is in the Dwarka pastime, where Krishna is taking his lunch in one of his palaces, and suddenly he gets up and just runs. And runs and leaves. And then some time later he comes back. So I forget who the queen, which queen it was. So then the queen who was his wife, one of his queens who was serving him, said, "Oh, my husband, my lord, where did you go?" He said, "Oh, one of my devotees was in distress. He was crying for me." So the queen said, so what? Because so many times, you know, I've also heard one of your devotees cry, be in distress, but you've, you know, during, you're taking your lunch, and you just sat there, and you didn't move. He said, "Yes, that is true. But in this case, my devotee was chanting Krishna. In the previous times, he was chanting Vishnu or Narayana. But when they call my name Krishna, I have to go immediately." So then from this Dwarka Leela pastime, we can understand that Krishna... You chant his name, Krishna will come immediately. And from if you chant the other names, Narayan, Vishnu, he waits. And this is how Krishna loves his devotee. Now love is actually, we can, because without love, we cannot surrender. Not complete, not full surrender. If it's not full, complete surrender, if it's partial, conditional, or artificial love. Now, again, Lord Chaitanya also instructs us what love is. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord. And he shall remain even so if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me broken-hearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is my worshipable Lord unconditionally. So love is unconditional, as Lord Chaitanya has instructed. Whatever happens, if Krishna wants to do what he wants of us, and we accept it, we see so many pastimes with the gopis of Vrindavan, that Krishna just does. We see that Krishna makes a rendezvous, has an appointed rendezvous with Radharani, but he doesn't go there. He's going to Chandravali instead, and this is very painful to Radharani. But Radharani's love, whatever Krishna does to Radharani, in that sense, that love always increases 1,000 times each time. So Radharani's love is unconditional, and she's glad that Radharani, sorry, Chandravali has got Krishna with him instead of her. And so therefore, this is why the gopis headed for Shivadrani are the best preachers of Krishna consciousness, because they're showing us why and how we should be feeling in our Krishna consciousness. And our Krishna consciousness should be like that. Whatever Krishna does to us, he's omnipresent. He can do anything he wants. But that if that happens, sometimes when it's a common thing when I first joined, it was like we had like a what's the word? Introductory offer. The first 2 weeks in living the temple, or even 3 weeks, was complete bliss. I mean, everything was blissful, everything. The kirtans, we were all fired up. We all we'd run around, do twice as many services as we would. We'd do as many services as we could do. And then after about 2 weeks, we find we're not so enthusiastic. It seems that Krishna is not there. And this is a common thing in the, I don't know about nowadays, but this is a common thing in those days. And when that happened, devotees would start doubting, is Krishna there? Of course he's there all the time in the heart, but he was testing that particular devotee to see if he was actually sincere, or he was just there for a place to sleep and eat, because sometimes that does happen. Like in Mayapur, some years back, they would do that. These boys from the Bengali villages would join the Brahmachari ashram because they heard, oh, Mayapur is such a nice place. I'll become a devotee. I'll get a place to sleep and I'll get so much. I'll get Vishadam 3 times a day. And then the authorities to test them out would make them do all the menial services under the, you could say, as the saying goes, under the sun. Cleaning the bathrooms, washing the pots, washing the floors, everything. And that would actually sort out the boys from the men, as one could say. And also that was the standard here when I first joined. The management in those days, to see if you're really serious about spiritual life, was the first thing you did, you went into the back of the kitchen and washed pots. And then afterwards, if the temple commander was very merciful, you went into the bathroom and cleaned the bathroom. Now some didn't stay because they thought they could have a nice time here. But then some did stay. The ones who were serious, they stayed. And the ones who came for some other motive, they didn't stay. So Krishna's always there. And he knows, so we just have to be sincere. And we have to feel this separation from Krishna. Or cultivate this separation from Krishna. And we'll find that our chanting will, while we're chanting in the mood of separation, then we will come to the point where Lord Caitanya also instructs, where he says, "O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with the tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up, when will my hairs on my body stand on end at the recitation of your name?" So this is what we should be aiming for. Of course, devotees are on different levels, or on different. Devotees are all on the same path, but some are further ahead on the road, on the path, and some are not so further ahead. But whatever level or what part of the path we're on, we have to try to aim for this at the end of our life, the present life. And if we're successful in reaching that level of advancement, then Mahaprabhu will come and take us back to Godhead, because Mahaprabhu actually takes us back by his mercy, because we can only enter Vrindavan by the mercy of Lord Caitanya. There it is. I just read the translation. This is from the Caitanya Chandramita 22. One may go on executing Vanashram Dham. One may offer opulent worship to the Vigraha of Lord Vishnu. One may travel and visit thousands and thousands of holy places. One may be engaged in Vedic study and inquire Vedic knowledge. But Vina Na Gora Priya Jana Pada Savam, without taking shelter and serving the lotus feet of a Gora Priya Jana, a dear devotee of Gora, no one can enter into Braj, which is the chief Balaska Setra of Radha Govinda, where Prema Leela is going on eternally. So, by taking shelter of Lord Caitanya and his very dear devotee of Lord Caitanya, we cannot enter into Braj. Because without taking shelter of Lord Caitanya and Lord Nityananda, because in the purport to Nitaikada Padalam, it says, one who does not take shelter of Lord Nityananda, if one takes shelter of Lord Nityananda, he gains the association of Radha Madhava, Radha Govinda, I forget now, but he says, this is what Narottam Das Thakur, Prabhupada writes. So, without taking shelter of a Gaura Priya Jana, a very dear devotee of Lord Caitanya, then we can enter in Vrindavan and attain the goal of life, and then go back home where we belong. Hare Krishna.